You used to cut oats and all,
mm-hmm.
and put a cap over them and just put a, I don't know what it would be unless mm-hmm. I just put, of course I didn't have any, probably, of course you've heard of Potato Hill, hadn't you?
Yeah. What is a potato hill? I was going to ask about that later.
That's where you put potatoes in the ground.
Do you dig down?
Dig down. You put them in the ground and cover them up with of course, you have a little roof put over some of them. Put a little roof over them, kind of shed mm-hmm. where the water run off. And some people put, straw around and all to keep it from,
And how do you get to them when you need them?
Just dig them out. To take a shovel or and dig them out with it.
Okay. And then...
Sometime, I think, I don't know whether it's true or not, but I don't know if you ever heard of cane plumbings.
Nope, never. What is that?
Well, you've heard of sorghum. You ever eaten sorghum syrup?
I don't think I have. I've heard of it.
Well, see, what they do, they mash the juice out of cane,
mm-hmm.
and they call those plummings, or I think they call them plummings, or anyway they call them, anyway,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they cover the hill up of that, so it's
the way. When you first cut the hay, do you have a name for the piles that they rake it into?
No, it's just rows, windrows, I guess.
All right. Mm-hmm. Then, besides the barn, did you ever have a special place to milk cows outside?
No, we always had to.
Pigs.
A pen, a hog pen, a pig pen, they call them back then.
Did it have a shelter or was it open?
Well, sometime it did. We usually had a shelter for hours and have fire in houses now.
I've heard of that. Now, what does that mean?
That's when they bring the pigs in and before they have the litter of pigs,
mm-hmm.
and they let them stay in the firing house,
mm-hmm.
and they have the where the sow, where the, she can't lay down on them. See, they have two pipes, you might say, on both sides. It's a kind of a frame built,
mm-hmm.
and then on the and then they have a little some kind of mesh wire on both sides of that then. The sow, when she lays down, she can't lay down on them. Uh-huh. See, mash them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
I have a cousin living out from Geraldine. That's up in Cap County up there. He has about 250 what they call brood sows.
Mm, that's a lot.
And he has a farrowing house there, and I've been up to see him. He has automatic, everything's automatic about mm-hmm. He has automatic. Feeding automatic. Back then, we used to call them slop. I'd go slop the hogs.
Mm-hmm. What would you put the food in to carry it out?
Well, it would put in a. Well, it'd be a bucket, just a slop bucket they call them and all. You know, and a trough.
Mm-hmm.
Pour them in a trough in what we call a trough.
Mm-hmm. Again, these are things that I've, of course, heard of all my life, but I've never really been on a farm, so I've never seen any of them. Do you know where people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?